I'm going to be doing something a little different today. I'm doing a toy review, which is a new thing. You can probably tell I'm a little nervous. I've never done this before. So, bear with me. I'm not actually going to be using the toys. So, if that's what, like, you were listening to this for, sorry. Yeah. Hopefully it's not completely boring anyway, but if it is, you know, you can PM me and be like, man, don't do that again. So I mentioned on Discord a little while ago that I picked up a few things in the Bad Dragon Black Friday sale. I was really, I almost didn't catch the sale, actually. Somebody told me about it when there was like 20 minutes left for the highest tier of the discounts. And I snuck in like just in time. So I ended up buying two things. One has not come in yet. It's the small Nova suction cup dildo. And if you hear small and you think, oh, you know, that's not impressive. That's kind of puny. You should acquaint yourself with the Bad Dragon size chart, because small is, like, small is doable, you know what I mean? Small is average, maybe, I don't know. It's not small, it's, like, it's easier if I just explain it this way, I guess. So, the other thing that I bought was a medium-sized Votan dildo, and it's the size of my arm. I'm not exaggerating, it's literally the size of my forearm. Which to me is not medium when it comes to dildos, you know what I mean? What happened was I was trying to find, you know, you type in, oh, I want it in this size, and I want this type, and these accessories, or this color, or whatever, and it shows you the ones that are available. I mean, like, immediately available. You can also, like, custom order ones, but I wanted one that was just grab and go. So I looked for one that was smaller, but they didn't have one that had the accessories I wanted in that size. So I ended up going with the medium. I was like, medium can't be that big. I mean, it's not large. It's not extra large, you know? It's medium. Medium's like average, and, you know, I'd probably have, like, an average vagina, right? Like, not to brag. So, that was wrong. It's really a little too big for me. And it has, like, at the head of it is probably about the size of my palm, lengthwise, and it's got, like, three ridges on it, which are the hardest part to get past. I think if it was a little smoother, you know, I wouldn't have had any trouble. I would have been able to make it work, you know. But the ridges, they get in there. I don't really know how else to put that. They don't want to not be in you, I guess. You know, you get one inside and it's not coming back out without some force. So I did try it out though, because I'm not a quitter. And it was difficult, but I did manage to get a little past the head, I guess. It was like half, not quite halfway, but you know, almost. It also, in the middle, gets a little girthier, so yeah, there's that too. I didn't really get to the girthiest, but a little above it though. And I was proud of my accomplishments, I'll be honest. It was not easy. And it took some lube. So I say that as a segue. I know, so smooth. The fun accessory I mentioned before is a cum tube. Yeah. I thought they looked fun, and I mean, you can probably tell from some of the things I've done, you know, audio-wise, that I'm a fan. I'm a fan of cum. So it came, it didn't come with, I had to buy it separately, but some cum lube, which is pretty realistic. You know, if it gets in your hair, you're gonna have a little trouble getting it out. And it's, you know, the right color, more or less the right texture. It's got the kind of like elastic-y, I think. I'm kind of playing with some to try and get the elastic-y sound. And then there's the cum tube, right, which has like this long, you've probably seen them before. You know, it's got the tube that comes out of the side, and a syringe. It comes with a syringe. So you fill the syringe up with cum lube, and then you attach it to the tube, and then whenever you want the money shot, or the cream pie, or what have you, you just push the little, you know, it's a syringe, the plunger thing. I'm really good at talking today, aren't I? And then it squirts out the top, the little hole in the head of the dildo. And it's pretty pleasing. I mean, it doesn't like all go at once, but it's not like really slow necessarily either. You can, I mean, depending on how you kind of, how much force you use, you can probably affect that a bit. You know, how much you want it to just sort of like erupt. So I went all in. I filled the syringe all the way up, and let's see, that's, oh, what, two, 2 ounces, 60 milliliters of cum lube, which was way too much. I mean, it wasn't like too, not like it was too much, but just it was like a lot, which is what I wanted. And it's a very good thing that I laid down a lot of towels beforehand because it got everywhere. So, overall, I would say that it's a success. I do have some trouble with the size, but I can work on that. And also, there's something kind of hot about, like, you know, a toy that's, like, too big, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I like the idea. And then when you're, like, trying to make it work, it's kind of like, oh, God, what am I doing? But I'm pretty confident that I'll be able to, you know, work my way up to it a little bit more. Maybe once my small one comes in, that can help too. And I did really enjoy the cum tube a lot, actually. That was really fun. Even just, like, watching it is honestly kind of fun. And, of course, it feels nice. The only real kind of, I guess, drawback about the cum loop is that it's a little difficult to get out the bottle, because the syringe, I think if the opening on the cum loop bottle was like a little, just like a little bigger, then the syringe could go into it pretty easily, and it would be a lot easier to get out, because I kind of had to, like, there's two different ways of doing it, I guess. One is just you take the, like, the plunger part of the syringe out, and then you pour it in, which you can do, and it's not, like, terrible, it's relatively easy, but you have to, like, take off the top of the cum loop bottle and get the plunger out, and then you have to put it back in without, you know, going everywhere. And then the other way, which I tried, was, again, taking the top off of the cum loop bottle and then positioning the syringe over it and flipping it upside down and then filling it up that way. I'm not sure if I'm explaining this right. And then sort of, like, pulling back on the plunger so that it fills up. Which worked. But obviously, if you lose your grip, it's gonna be very messy. So yeah, I do think it would be better if the opening on the cum lube bottle was a little bigger. Then you could just sort of put the syringe in it and fill it that way. The other drawback is that even though the cum lube's really nice, I enjoy it, but it is a little cold, you know, and when you're trying to sort of replicate the idea of, you know, someone coming on you or in you, you kind of want a little bit of, like, body heat, you know what I mean? But that's really the only huge difference. I mean, obviously it has, like, a little bit of a more of, like, a lube smell to it, but that doesn't really bother me that much. All in all, I think it was really fun I definitely am glad I bought it. I wish I'd maybe started with something a tiny bit smaller. But otherwise, yeah. I feel like I should give it some sort of like number or letter grade or something. Maybe like a B plus, A minus. I don't know. Thanks for listening.